Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Secretary of Homeland Security John Kelly are meeting with officials in Mexico today. The visit comes against the backdrop of new orders from President Trump to deport immigrants in the country illegally, not just those who've committed serious crimes. The new enforcement policy is causing deep concern in Mexico about what an influx of deportees might mean. Mexicans fear that refugee and deportee camps might be built all along their northern border. Catholic priest Father Patrick Murphy runs the Casa del Migrante shelter in Tijuana, Mexico. He joins us from there on Skype. Father Murphy, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you very much for having me.
What would an influx of deportees mean for Mexico and for your shelter?
Well, if what happens, as President Trump has promised, it could be a disaster if they begin to send thousands of people over the border. You know, we've been doing this for 30 years here at the Casa, but, you know, we could take care of 150 people, not 500 people. So if the thousands come, it's going to be quite a challenge for Mexico, and I don't think we're prepared for it.
Mexico simply isn't prepared for this influx of deportees, including third country nationals, people from Haiti and other countries.
Oh, yeah, that's another deal breaker here as well. I mean, on a good day, we're doing okay, but if they begin to send everybody back that they accepted for asylum hearings, it's going to be a real big problem. And I just don't think that's going to happen.
Father, President Obama prioritized deporting serious criminals, but there were a lot of deportations in his administration, a record number in 2013, according to Immigration and Customs Enforcement. How many deportees do you have coming through your shelter already?
Well, our shelter can receive 150 people a night. And for the last 10 years, we've had 90% of the people here have been deportees. So we're averaging about 130 right now.
What's it like for these deportees to integrate back into Mexico? Have many of them been in the U.S. for a long time?
Yeah, probably about half of them have been in the U.S. for years. They identify more with the U.S. You know, there are more New England Patriot fans than Chivas fans coming here from the U.S. Mm-hmm. And it's a shock. It's like going through a death experience because you get deported, but your family's back in L.A. And it's really hard for people to adjust and to adapt and to adapt to a new country, which is Mexico for them.
There was a report out of Tijuana earlier this week. A 45-year-old Mexican man committed suicide less than an hour after he was deported from the U.S. How do you try to help people deal with the shock and anger of deportation?
Well, here at our Casa, we have several different programs. We have a full-time psychologist, a full-time lawyer. Sometimes people are deported who shouldn't be deported. We have social workers. So if they get here, we're able to work with them one-on-one. The first thing we do is kind of assess how they're doing. That poor man who committed suicide never entered the city. He committed suicide before he got off the bridge. And I hope that's a wake-up call for a lot of people, that people are desperate when they cross that border. You know, one of the things, we have an office at the border, so he would have been asked if he had a place to go from one of our workers. And he said no, probably, and decided to go on his own. If more cases like that begin to surface, I think we're going to have a really big problem here.
How long do they stay with you, Father?
Basically, I'd say most stay for 2 weeks. And if they're interested in finding a job, we have a work department. We can hook them up with a job and, you know, try to, that's part of getting them back on their feet and feeling good. The more we do that, the better it is for them.
Mexico has long been a conduit for people from South and Central America, even Asia, who are trying to cross the border. Do you think stricter enforcement in the U.S. will discourage people from heading to Mexico in the first place to try to cross the border?
No, the only thing that will deter people is if there are no jobs. It's very simple. And the president should understand that. Unfortunately, the jobs that they have are the jobs most Americans will never do. What unemployed person is going to go pick lettuce in the field? So it's all about jobs. When there's no jobs, they don't go. It's also all about fixing things back home, you know, making a contribution in some of these towns that people come from in Mexico and Central America, in these cities where there's so much violence. I just don't think the U.S. is doing enough to help people so that they don't have to immigrate.
Father Patrick Murphy runs the Casa del Migrante shelter in Tijuana, Mexico. Father, thanks for speaking with us.
You're welcome. Have a good day.